This is an NC Baptist resource. For more, visit ncbaptist.org. Welcome to the NC Baptist Podcast, the podcast designed to engage with ministry leaders around topics that will explore approaches and resources to help us be on mission together. It's because of your generosity that this resource is available. Learn more at ncbaptist.org/give or contact us at communications@ncbaptist.org. NC Baptist. My name is Todd Unzicker, and I am so excited to be here with you guys today because it is Hispanic Heritage Month. And this is a month where we as NC Baptist get to learn about and celebrate all that our Hispanic brothers and sisters have done in advancing the gospel and what they are doing today. And I just want you to know on a personal level, this is really important to me. I spent 2 years living in Latin America as a missionary. In fact, I met my wife Ashley there. And no, she's not Latino, but she is from the faraway land of Connecticut. But we met there in Latin America, and then she and I spent years working in South America amongst our Hispanic brothers and sisters advancing the gospel. And today, we have with us one of our very own, our Hispanic statewide Great Commission catalyst, my good friend, Amari Santos. Bienvenidos, Amari.
Gracias. Thank you, Todd.
For those of you who don't speak Spanish, that's welcome. And then he said thank you. But in all seriousness, happy Hispanic Heritage Month. This is a month that, as you know, your state convention celebrates. And we have about 11% of our churches in North Carolina are Hispanic and one of our fastest growing demographics. Amari, what would you tell the rest of us? Who are some Hispanics that in the past have really had a huge impact in the gospel when you think about that?
Yes, Hispanics have been coming into this country now for decades. What not everyone understands is that we are making a difference at so many levels within the culture. We are coming mostly from a Catholic background. Mm. So historically, that's a plus. We have the Bible as a foundation already. Yes, they are not saved, but at the same time, they are really open and really willing to listen to the message. Yeah. And this is helping us as a culture in general, the spiritual contribution of the Hispanic people coming in. And it has been a team approach, so to speak. And Hispanics are now really all over the country, so to speak. Historically, we used to have Texas or California or maybe even Florida. But now we are having Hispanics all over the national area or all over the United States, and we are feeling the impact.
You know, when I hear that and I see the openness, because they're coming from a Catholic background, there's already some baseline in at least Christian ideas and values and those kind of things. You know, when I hear that and I see the openness that you've shared with me to the gospel with Latinos, I think about so many, you know, thousands of our NC Baptist brothers and sisters are praying for revival. Revival in this country could be because God's bringing so many Latinos to this country.
Yes, and not only that, but we are seeing your presence on the mission field now. Mm-hmm. We are uniquely equipped for the task in the sense that we function within two different cultures for the most part. We speak two different languages. So those are natural gifts, so to speak, that God is using to use us as instrument to spread the gospel,
right,
internally within the United States and even abroad.
Wow. Well, you know I love talking missions and missiology, but let me just, before we get into that, for everybody watching who's, you know, who's not Latino, who doesn't come from a Hispanic background, what are some of those cultural distinctives or what are those common shared practices that you kind of see amongst our Hispanic brothers and sisters that would be good for all of us to know?
Yes. One of the interesting issues that sometimes people overlook this, we are coming from 10, 12 different countries. Mm. So you have Hispanics that are very, very different. We have the language in common, but even that is iffy because even though the language is a common denominator, they are very unique or distinct things depending on the country. Let's think about someone that is from England or from Australia. We all speak English, but at the same time, there are differences between
right.
us. So it's the same with Hispanics. coming to the United States kind of create a more unique culture. We all blend in, we all put down our differences to a degree and create a unification that you usually don't see in the rest of Latin America. But that commonality opened doors for us to share the gospel because people are more open and more willing to learn from others. And so that's a big factor when it comes to doing mission, evangelism, and so forth.
So there's a unity because out of necessity, when if Hispanic would be in their host country, I mean, I've lived in Latin America enough to know that, you know, Mexico and Cuba, they're not going to get along well when it comes to sports. And there's a lot of other rivalries that are out there, but along with cultural differences. But what do you think the rest of us could learn? We've got a number of different types of NC Baptist churches all over. We've got big and small and rural and city. You know, young and old, the whole nine yards. What do you think we could learn from our Hispanic brothers and sisters coming in that unity?
Something that is, I think, could be beneficial to everyone is how flexible the Hispanic culture is in the sense of adapting. We saw that during the pandemic. We were very organic out of necessity as a congregation. And I think our brothers and sisters in the Anglo side could learn a little bit of that flexibility and when it comes to doing life together. Another thing that we cannot miss if we are going to work together is the fact that we need each other. Most of my Anglo pastors, friends, they really want to reach the Hispanic community. They don't master the language, so to speak. However, they have other ways or other resources in which they can contribute to reach the Hispanic population. So you can see a synergy there where you have the Hispanic churches planted within the context of an Anglo congregation, using the facilities sometimes, or just being a part of the Anglo congregation. And the Anglo congregation is also reaching the Hispanic community that otherwise they couldn't do it. So I think we can learn to work together, to cooperate, to find ways to make the gospel available to the masses that are coming in.
So they're going to need to get to know their Hispanic brothers and sisters to kind of have that synergy to have a good partnership.
Demographers, they still are debating if 2040 or 2050, but they believe one-third of the United States will be Hispanics by birth, by immigration, and so forth. They are here. Even in North Carolina, we are looking at 10, 11% of the population being Hispanics right now. Over a million Hispanics living here. So the need is here. The opportunity is here. The question is, what are we going to do? What are we going to do with that?
Well, help NC Baptist get to know you a little bit. You talk about nationality. Yes, you're Hispanic, but... You have a nationality. Where are you from? And what are some of your favorite, maybe favorite traditions, favorite foods from where you come from?
I was born in a small island in the Caribbean called the Dominican Republic, the land of the baseball players. Born and raised there. Very unique in the respect that it's a small country, maybe a third of the size of North Carolina, but with very strong heritage and it has allowed me to connect with the rest of Latin America, Mexico, Argentina, and other countries as they come here to the United States. I grew up eating rice and beans, no tacos and tortillas. So we even within Latin America, as I said earlier, we have our differences. I'm married, I have three boys, and we live here now for 15 years in North Carolina. So I have been half my life in the United States now. And I feel really grateful, and it's an opportunity to do mission. I function within two different cultures, within two different languages, and I see that the Lord has used those natural talents to further the kingdom. I feel humbled by the opportunity the Lord has given me, but it's not unique to me. It's the reality of most Hispanics that we need to function within that context. And as I said earlier, it's something the Lord is using to do his mission and accomplish his purpose within and outside the United States.
Amen. Well, a huge important question, culturally speaking. You've been here 15 years.
24 in total.
24 in the United States. But
I lived in Florida for 9 years.
Well, that's all right. We won't hold that against you. You're in the good state now. But 15 years in North Carolina, most important question, culturally speaking. Duke, NC State, UNC, what's your school there?
I'm telling you, my wife is a big fan of Kentucky Wildcats.
Oh, my goodness.
So I need to remain neutral here.
Let me help you with some cultural assimilation. Don't say that anymore, like, out loud. Not in these parts. You do a great job, and I know you not only connect with our Hispanic brothers and sisters here in the state, But know this, NC Baptist, that Amaudi stands ready to serve all NC Baptists. And he can be a great connection point if the Lord has been laying on your hearts what he's been talking about a little bit, that Hispanics population is growing and they are some of the most open to the gospel people that the Lord is sending right here. I want you to contact Amaudi. He is a phone call, a text, an email away, and he is ready to come alongside you so that we can be on mission together. Amaudi, thanks for joining us. Happy Hispanic Heritage Month, and all NC Baptists, we look forward to continuing working with you as we're on mission together.
Every year, churches across North Carolina give generously to missions through the North Carolina Missions Offering. NCMO helps support the work of church planters, disaster relief workers, and other ministries. It helps fuel missions efforts that extend across the state and around the world. Your gift to NCMO provides relief for today and hope for tomorrow to those who need it most. Because of your generosity, thousands are able to receive care for their needs and hear the message of the gospel. Give today at givencmo.com.
Thank you for joining us today. Because of your generosity to NC Baptist, this podcast, along with other helpful resources, are made available for you. Learn more by visiting ncbaptist.org/give.